KSRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump will travel to Alabama to speak to graduating students at the University of Alabama. The president's remarks in Tuscaloosa will be his first address to graduates in his second term. Earlier today, in the White House Rose Garden, the president reads a passage from a letter President John Adams wrote to his wife on the first National Day of Prayer.
In a letter to wife Abigail, John Adams wrote of his first National Day of Prayer, "Millions will be upon their knees at once before their great Creator, imploring his forgiveness and blessing and asking for his favor on the American cause." Beautiful.
Local prayer events will be held today all across the country, and a formal one will take place in Washington, D.C. at 8 p.m. Eastern. That event will be broadcast on the Salem Radio Network. White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz leaving the Trump administration just weeks after it was revealed he added a journalist to a signal chat being used to discuss military plans. Planned nuclear negotiations between Iran and the U.S. this weekend have been postponed. They were to be held Saturday in Rome. A key GOP strategist says there's a reason White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt has emerged as a star in the new Trump administration. Bob Agnew reports.
Strategist Aaron McGuire tells the Salem Radio Network Leavitt is clearly the right person for the job of defending President Trump's policies.
Caroline is in the president's head. She understands his thought process and understands how he would respond.
And she notes this is not done in a highly controlled environment.
And they keep it up. This is not a burst or flash in the pan from this White House. It's consistent.
McGuire notes the press in general has enjoyed far greater access to President Trump than it did to President Biden. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
This is SRN News. A Canadian court issues an unprecedented ruling.
The Ontario Court of Appeals has decided that the government must pay for an operation to provide a transgender individual with the genitalia of both sexes. The plaintiff in this case, a man, is demanding the surgery because he says he doesn't wish to identify exclusively with either gender. Canadian courts have been highly supportive of the LGBT agenda to the point of absurdity in the opinion of some court observers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A coalition of survivors of clergy sexual abuse is demanding that Catholic cardinals selecting the next pope pick a man who will adopt a universal zero-tolerance policy on abuse. The group In Clergy Abuse has issued an open letter to the cardinals who are meeting informally before the start of that May 7th conclave. This is SRN News. The federal government is expanding the reasons international students can be stripped of their legal status in the U.S.
New guidelines shared Monday in a court filing include deporting a student whose visa to enter the U.S. was revoked. In the past, if a student's visa was revoked, they could usually stay in the U.S. to finish school. They just couldn't re-enter the country if they left. Attorneys for immigration students say now the State Department can revoke a visa and deport a student even if they've done nothing wrong. One attorney says a client lost their status in the crackdown because a law enforcement database searched by immigration authorities showed the student was once charged with a traffic offense. Donna Water, Washington.
A man who fell from a 21-foot high Clementi wall in right field at PNC Park during a game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and Chicago Cubs remains in critical condition. The fall is being considered accidental. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.